This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. College students and others on campus at the University of Colorado would not be able to carry concealed weapons under a proposal that regents will hear about at a meeting tomorrow. Since 2012, CU has allowed concealed carry on all of its campuses with a valid permit. The regents could vote on the proposal for the change in June. The University of Denver men's hockey team is on the verge of another championship. CPR's Andrew Villegas has more on the Frozen Four.
It seems like an annual occurrence. DU's hockey team is once again fighting for an NCAA national championship. They're one of four teams vying for the crown in St. Paul, Minnesota, but first they'll have to beat Boston University Thursday to reach the championship game, which is slated for Saturday. DU is one of the most successful teams in college history. They last won the title in 2022, and if they win this year, their 10 championships would be the most ever. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
There's a list of DU watch parties around Denver at denverite.com. NASA is recruiting astronauts. CPR's Dan Boyce was at the Space Symposium in Colorado Springs.
The message from two NASA astronauts at the symposium was simple. Become one of us. NASA takes astronaut applications for just a short time, about every 4 years, and the current window closes April 16th. Symposium attendees include scientists, engineers, and many more professionals already working in the space industry. Astronaut Raj Achari says people like that may be able to find solutions to problems current astronauts don't even know exist.
Hopefully there's someone in the 12,000 people here that we light a spark in that applies, and that's the key cog in the wheel of the team that gets us to the moon and eventually to Mars.
The 39th annual Space Symposium wraps up Thursday. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.